It's Thursday, July 3rd, and this is Brian with the Morning News. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. Private sector hiring unexpectedly contracted in June, payrolls processing firm ADP said Wednesday, in a possible sign that the economy may not be as sturdy as investors believe as they bid the S&P 500 back up to record territory to end the month. Private payrolls lost 33,000 jobs in June, the ADP report showed, the first decrease since March 2023. Economists polled by Dow Jones forecast an increase of 100,000 for the month. The May job growth figure was revised even lower to just 29,000 jobs added from 37,000. Weekly jobless claims data is also due today, with economists penciling in 240,000. The string of labor stats comes during a shortened trading week, with the market closing early today and remaining dark on Friday in honor of the July 4th holiday. In other news, President Trump announced a trade deal with Vietnam Wednesday that would allow U.S. goods to enter the country duty-free. Vietnamese exports to the United States, by contrast, would face a 20% levy. On his Truth Social platform, Mr. Trump declared the pact a great deal of cooperation between the two countries. In April, Mr. Trump announced a 46% tax on Vietnamese imports, one of his so-called reciprocal tariffs targeting dozens of countries with which the United States runs trade deficits. The president promptly suspended the reciprocal tariffs for 90 days to allow for negotiations like the one with Vietnam. The United States last year ran a $122 billion trade deficit with Vietnam. That was the third biggest U.S. trade gap behind the ones with China and Mexico. Around the world, North Korea is set to ship off 30,000 more troops to help Russia's invasion of Ukraine, tripling the number of soldiers it has given Moscow, Kyiv's intelligence network warned. After sending nearly 12,000 soldiers to help Russia regain the Kursk region earlier this year, Pyongyang is planning to bolster its presence along the front lines in the coming months to enable large-scale offensive operations, according to CNN. The Russian Ministry of Defense allegedly touted that it is fully capable of providing training and the needed equipment, weapons, and ammunition to get the Pyongyang soldiers to the front lines as quickly as possible, according to Ukraine's assessment. The warning coincides with the arrival of a large ship and cargo aircraft at North Korea's Sunan Airport, both of which are linked to last year's deployment of troops to Russia, according to CNN. Back in the U.S., Microsoft is laying off thousands of workers, its second mass layoff in months and its largest in more than 2 years. The tech giant began sending out layoff notices Wednesday that hit the company's Xbox video game business and other divisions. The company declined to say how many people would be laid off, but said that it will comprise less than 4% of the workforce it had a year ago. Microsoft said the cuts will affect multiple teams around the world, including its sales division. Microsoft employed 228,000 full-time workers as of last June, the last time it reported its annual headcount. And the Trump administration is planning to relocate the FBI's headquarters to the Ronald Reagan Building, keeping the agency based in downtown Washington, D.C. The administration's decision is only the latest twist over nearly 20 years of planning for a new FBI headquarters. The Biden administration decided to build a new suburban FBI headquarters in Greenbelt, Maryland, but it would take more than a decade for FBI employees to actually move into a newly constructed building. FBI Director Kash Patel said in a statement Tuesday that moving the FBI to the Reagan Building is the most cost-effective and resource-efficient way to carry out the mission. The Reagan Building already serves as the headquarters for Customs and Border Protection and as office space for other federal agencies. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the Morning News. Share this with a friend and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.